We're doing it, dude. This is the Mutual Friends podcast with Permanent Vacation Brand. We got Alex Cronin on the beat. We got Alex Loveson shaking her head.
Yeah,
and we got Brady.
Hello.
Sitting.
Sitting on the floor.
So Brady in the building.
Brady in the, yeah, beat Brady.
Did you mention, did you introduce me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said you're carrying the beat.
Oh, hey, hey. I'm not just a beatboxer. I'm also in the podcast.
We got a multi-talented crew here. We're talking all things PV. I asked my Instagram followers for some, you know, hot questions.
Really?
Yeah, I asked the poll, and I haven't got a single one in yet. So I'm sure.
I can ask mine, dude. I can at least get two by Sunday.
Two by Sunday, all right.
I want to go on live.
Go on live. We got to get the burning questions of, you know, what it is.
Okay, I'll go live of starting just Alex.
Starting a biz.
You're just going to point the thing at me?
Yeah. Starting a... Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm live.
You're live?
Yep. No one
you're
has
in the,
joined.
You're in the hot seat.
No How's one wants to see Alex's face.
Are people leaving?
Maybe they have to. They don't even know that I'm a part of it. They just see your name right now.
They
so.
Can feel you, your face.
I feel like my...
You take the burden.
I feel like I'm getting a tan from just, like, sitting here in front of the, you know...
Ooh, Behagen has joined. Behagen, ask a question. Brady! Who's... Why am I here?
Someone asked
are
why
we just asking questions? Are we no, waiting for questions what, live, or are we just going to throw
I think
topics
we just,
out?
I think we just got to spitball it.
I don't know, but I have 8 viewers. Like, that's big.
That's pretty big.
Thank
that is
you.
Big. So,
can somebody ask him a question?
I think you could hit double digits.
We could hit 10.
I think you got this.
We got 10. All right, yeah. So let's chat it out, dude. What
we got dudes? Topics. We got questions.
We got no topics. We got no questions.
What's my favorite color?
We just have spitballing. So tell us about whatever.
About whatever?
Anything. Anything you want to... What's on your mind? What's up with Permanent Vacation? What's new? What's happening?
No bad days. That's kind of the theme right now.
Today was a bad day.
Today was a shit day.
No bad
Until
days.
Until I ate
never.
Dinner. Now I feel great.
Actually, yeah, that was nice.
I was hangry earlier. That's, you know, I told you guys I ordered that couch. The couch didn't come. You get a little frustrated. You lose a little bit of faith in humanity. And then you eat dinner and you're fucking, I mean,
are I think Cap-
hold on, are we allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this rated PG or R?
Well, everyone can see you live, yeah. So.
It's okay. Live.
Well, earlier I swore on something and Alex was saying her mom's going to be watching this.
No, you were talking did not about swear. I won't repeat what you said, but.
You said very terrible things. Yeah.
Terrible or inappropriate?
Inappropriate.
Terrible. They weren't terrible.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It was a good.
I don't swear much, by the way. Like in real life, I don't. I actually don't swear.
It was a good. Would you rather though? I would, you know, in a different day, when.
Oh, that's what you guys are.
When you know the
about.
Moms wouldn't be upset, I'd answer that. But I don't know what my answer would be. I gotta mull it over.
Yeah, we're not gonna visit that topic again.
So, dude,
I think you have to now.
No.
No.
I need a haircut. I know that. And you're catching me from the worst angle. This angle's a little bit better. Maybe I'll just sit like this.
Sit like that. Talk
stunning
back.
Queen.
And the podcast's not catching anything.
You still going to your boys at Glassbox?
Yeah.
Of
shout
course.
Out Glassbox.
Look at that.
They're the best. Best in the city.
There's Brady the Hermit.
I think they got,
and
three, they got three locations now.
Three?
They do, yeah.
They just opened up Hamilton.
Yeah.
So they got Ronsonsville. They got Harbor. Best barbershop in the city.
Yeah, they're all good guys.
And
yeah.
That's dope.
And girls.
Do you guys work with them or?
Do we work with them?
Do you want to work with them?
I've been a client forever.
No, we've done merch for them.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so we did like some coach jackets with them. I think we did some hats for them.
You got to do like the sick barber apron things.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't think they really go that like dapper kind of barber route. They're more like.
No.
Or like the, I don't know, like you think of like a typical barber with like a guy with a curly mustache and like Sailor Jerry tattoos and like those cool, they're not really, I don't know, no one
they're
in there
very
is really
like,
so much
it,
like
I think they're like a little bit of everything. They're very cool dudes, very
yeah,
cool
very
crowd.
Versatile.
Very mm-hmm. versatile.
Yeah, cool. I know my barber shop, the guys used to always, you know, be like Stone Islanded out, like streetwear to the max. They got like. Hair,
yeah, they got a couple streetwear hats.
They got
in
like
there,
hair clippings
sure.
in their Yeezys, but they all had like sick like barber aprons.
Yeah,
dope.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a
yeah,
word.
Yeah, these guys don't wear anything like, there.
No one.
Just naked?
No one does. Yeah.
Naked. Well, they got socks on.
They got socks on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did we get any questions so far on your Instagram
People
live?
Just said love you, so I ended it.
Nice.
Well, you're pointing really the camera at me, this up. So
I got
they love
no.
me.
660 and all these girls were like, okay, love you, girl. You're amazing. And it was at you.
That's amazing. That was super helpful. I haven't gotten a single. I don't think I have. Maybe I have to check this.
They love me. They really love me.
Al, go live.
Go live.
Yeah.
Go live.
Yeah. So just be
and
like,
what,
hi.
Expose all my fake followers?
One viewer.
You snorted? That's good. Right in the mic. why don't we talk about, you know, what's going on? What's happening? What's new coming?
With PV?
Yeah, you guys doing another? We got to throw another what party? That's better.
Yeah, we're trying to plan our summer right now with events, pop-up shops, parties.
Yeah.
And we're looking for a new office. So that's really our priority right now is we need a better space. Just for everything. Creatively, it will just run our business way smoother. Like, we have an office now. It's just we outgrew the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah?
So it's only 400 square feet, so it's not hard to outgrow that.
Yeah, it's more really just, like, where we do all our printing and stuff like that.
Do you sit on top of each other?
No, we don't. We simply don't go there. That's the problem because it's too, it's too full.
We're three partners. Only one of us fits in there with all the boxes.
I gotta
a lot
start,
of boxes.
If I start hitting the gym, we could go. I could get in there.
Hit the vibrato machine in our building.
Yeah, no kidding.
I saw some dude killing it on it today.
Really?
Yeah, I was in there for an hour, and he didn't step off the
on the vibrator machine.
Actually, how long was he on it for?
He was on it for at least 45 minutes.
Really?
What was he doing? Just standing?
Just standing. Just sitting there. I think he was... I don't know.
Was he like squatted at all?
No, his eyes were just closed. And
he was having a nap.
Oh my God.
A shaky nap?
He was trying to rebirth himself.
I feel like that machine's a scam.
No, it's
just stand on it and it shakes.
It's actually not. I used to do it for tennis.
Yeah.
It's minus 20 outside. I feel like if you just go outside and stand there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, so do it one day for half an hour and then see how you feel the next day.
Yeah, you would be crying.
If you're like aching in pain, then it's probably doing something good.
I wonder if it like chips away your brain cells too. Like
what?
It vibrates you so fast.
It vibrates your brain?
No, any less than your phone does.
Like it gives you a concussion?
That's another thing. I remember a couple years ago I heard that like, keeping your phone next to your head gives you
yeah, that's why girls, it's bad eventually. For them to put their laptops on their stomachs because you can get, like, cancer.
I don't know if I think that's true. Because
what's the difference between men and women?
I don't know. Well, you have ovaries cancer. And, like, you don't.
Oh, that,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, men, too. Apparently,
fallopian
it's not good for you.
Tubes.
Filipino tubes?
Filipino. Is that what they call the subway out there?
I can't.
Well, I never actually heard if that was like scientifically proven, if it actually hurts your, like if you hold the phone to your ear all the time, if it actually hurts your brain.
Well, that's why they made speakerphone.
Well, because I used to like be told that because all the time when I was in high school, I had a stats teacher in grade 12. And before he started teaching, he used to work at a nuclear like plant doing all that stuff. And he was saying all this stuff about like microwaves from cell phone, Wi-Fi and everything is less radioactive than a banana. You go near a banana, it's more radioactive than a phone or anything like that. Just
that's
because
why
of
you buy organic
wavelength.
I also feel like phones like then were different.
Well, yeah, but even he said phone, like just the way phones work is microwaves. Are
never eating a banana again.
people are more radioactive than bananas too because people generate heat, which is technically more radioactive than... Like
I don't know. We need to call on a scientist.
Interesting.
Anyone on my Instagram live, a science person? No.
What are you talking
about?
Also, phone?
I asked a question. I thought I was on Instagram live. But
what was the question?
I didn't ask a question. No one's hit me with a question. I just got two questions saying, yes, big podcast guy, and when am I coming on this?
Some self-centered people, Jesus Christ. Yeah. We're trying to do a show here.
Yeah, we're trying to ask the hard-hitting questions of PV.
Radioactive
we're
bananas.
To what?
Radioactive
bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, we got the hard-hitting.
And Filipino tubes.
Filipino tubes. Fallopian tubes. We cover it all here.
That's it. Wrap it up.
Yeah. Call it.
Long story short, we need an office.
I'm excited to do some work with mutual friends.
Yeah, that's since we're all mutual friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I gotta think of a cool name for the podcast. Like, you know, like
we are
like
mutual
you're
friends.
Doing like through
like mutual. The mutual friends. I've got the No Correct Way one, which is different topics, like harder hitting stuff. Well, this is just whatever.
You should just call it request or something. Like when you request a friend.
Mutual friend request?
Yeah.
What about the mutual friend cast? Or the
what about the dangerous, the lethal banana?
The lethal bananas.
Radioactive banana?
Featuring Filipino tubes.
Yeah, featuring a Filipino tube. I think it's a hit. All right.
So this isn't named yet?
This isn't named yet. Like this is episode one.
Yeah.
No name episode
Zero.
One.
Episode
no
one.
Name episode one.
Brady on the floor.
Brady on the floor.
Oh, that's a good one. That's the name of the podcast. One on the floor.
One on the floor.
I'm also homeless.
You only have three seats.
I'm also homeless. If anyone has a home for Brady, facts. Please welcome him.
He's looking for an office / an actual house.
Yeah.
Oh man.
For all the things.
What are you guys thinking for the summer? Are you gonna run another? You know. A couple other parties.
I was thinking about getting abs for the summer, but then I was like, fucking, I had these neighbors move in a while back, and they just keep giving me cakes.
True.
Non-stop cakes. Every day they're bringing another cake over.
Shout out to Michael. Shout out to Brilliant Ideas Group. Shout out to the cake people in London, England.
By the way, I'm talking about Perry and Alex here.
That's me.
You guys
That's
are me. Absolutely sewering my body.
How was that? Did you even have any of the carrot cake?
Yes, I've had everything.
No, this one.
The one we
there's
just
one
brought.
On the oh, counter right now.
The new
here.
One that you guys just brought.
Yeah, we ate it all. At. There's a sliver.
Well, there's literally a tiny bite left.
It's probably,
it's probably for the best.
What just happened?
I just scratched my head real hard and it hurt.
Oh, my.
I don't know. For this summer, I'm excited to... to get back into some good weather, to be honest. Like, this seasonal depression is a real thing out here.
We got an ice storm today.
Yeah, today that was pretty gross. Tight. One storm after the other.
Yeah, I gotta drive to London tomorrow, Ontario, and I think it's...
ew.
Icy.
That'll be
ice
fun.
Ice stuff.
But you know what it does do? It makes you appreciate the good weather. You get some cold
Yeah,
ice.
But I feel like I still take that for granted.
For
in
sure.
like July,
you're like, it's
when
too
you're
hot.
Outside,
it's like the
like,
first warm day of the year. I'm like super stoked about it. I want to go for a walk. Yeah. But come mid July, I still want to be in a cold basement every Sunday.
Well, you know why? It's either too hot or too cold in the city.
Yeah.
And I love the city. I don't want to slam it. It's either too hot in the summer, humidity, it's like 30, 40 degrees.
And it just feels wet and heavy.
Yeah, wet and heavy. Or we have. Minus 20 degrees with the wind chill that's like Mars, and I feel like an asshole complaining all the time, but I go to a place like LA and people are just enjoying life.
So move, Alex. We won't miss you.
That's false. I'll miss my neighbor.
Ouch, that hurts. Two, you're in your phone, so
sounds like we need to go to Cuba for you to move to LA.
You
have to refugee over.
Cuban refugee crisis.
I would gladly, you know, get a beach house in LA, have a condo here in Toronto, and just
I personally love Toronto in terms of like the party scene and everything here. I've partied in a bunch of like different cities, but yeah. I think it's. But I also, again, it's probably because I live here, so I'd like. You know, have the connections and whatnot. Where you, as if you go to like a somewhere.
Oh,
well, Brady and I don't drink, so it doesn't really like the party thing doesn't really pertain to us so much.
No.
I just drank 4 days in a row, and it's Wednesday.
I don't even drink, dude.
Famous last words.
What were you doing yesterday?
I don't know. Long story.
Everly?
Yeah.
They're not Gatsby's, Burgundy's?
Yeah, what time did you get in last
time? Not late. Like 2:30.
Oh my god.
That was a good boy.
That's not that late.
That's
like a night in.
What?
Yeah.
That's
for
that's
Brady,
an
that's
night.
A night
I
in,
go to
actually.
Bed at 11.
Well,
no,
even
I'm,
if
I'm,
I stay
I'm
in, I'm still up till like 2:30.
Wow.
I'm just, I
what
enjoy,
are you doing?
YouTube, man. I spend a lot of time on that.
Have you got any crazy down the rabbit hole? Anything interesting?
Yeah. What was the one where, this was like a couple months ago, but same idea. I think it was like 4 a.m. just caught in the rabbit hole of YouTube, and I was watching a video of a kid counting to like as high as he could count in one breath. And it was like 4 a.m. I'm laying in bed, and I've never shut my computer that fast in my life.
He showed me the video like, the next morning. He's like, look what I like watched last night. And it was just a kid like, going,
what did you think for physics?
Got to like 293. And he counted to like 301 on one breath. He's like, 299.
That was me like scrolling the comments at 4 a.m. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, it's like you're like, just cruising around YouTube. Also,
I had to
like,
buy a new laptop the next day because I frisbeed it over my balcony.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you just slam it so hard it just shatter the screen. I've done that before where you're just, you know, like, cruising down. All of a sudden you're in like a recorder tutorial of how to play. Like, man. You're like, I don't even have a recorder. I don't know how to read music. Why? This is 10-year-old kid. Tell me how to
I think recorder. YouTube is more addictive than Instagram personally.
Hmm.
Yeah, I love YouTube.
It depends how much time you have, I feel like.
But you just started a meme page, so now you got to be invested into.
I do, yeah. That's, you know what? Consistency is number
only
one.
Only 12 visits this week.
Oh, we had to air that on this podcast? Hey, there's no correct way, number one. Number two, you got to start somewhere. And
true
number
facts.
Next week, I'll have 16 visits. Check out Sleep Farts with a Z.
Or a Zed.
Or a Zed.
Whatever tickles your
toes.
Whatever floats your boat.
Tickles your Filipino tubes.
And by the way, I hope you eat a lethal banana, Alex, for saying that.
Lethal cancer banana. You're
never going to look at a banana the same.
You're just like,
even like banana bread is tainted. Bread.
I come back home from work and my bananas are just wrapped in tinfoil.
I'll be like, babe, Alex gave me this banana. I don't know what to do.
I went to elementary school with a kid who came over for like a sleepover, like whatever, like 10
boys
kids
have
or
sleepovers.
Yeah,
when
tight.
You're not in like high school, like grade school, I guess.
Oh,
I like,
my homies sleep over all the time.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm sleeping at Alex's right now.
I was gonna say Brady slept over last
me
night.
Too.
I'm on a sleepover. No, but and he like slept with tinfoil on his head because he thought aliens were gonna abduct him.
Oh my
like,
god!
For real.
Pretty wild. I actually was a big sleepover guy back in like probably when I was like 12 to
yeah, that's like the age of sleepover. Once high school hits,
I was
like
never allowed yeah. sleepovers.
Really?
Never.
In high school, any sleepover I ever had, we would just sneak out at like
I was never even midnight. Allowed when I was little.
Yeah.
Never allowed sleepovers.
We'd have sleepovers. I'd have sleepovers with my next door neighbor all the time.
Convenient.
I just play video games like crazy because my old man hated me playing video games. He always wanted me to like go outside, play sports. So I would go to my friend's house.
Yeah, where
I,
the parents didn't care. I dealt yeah. with that too. Mm-hmm. My dad would
Super
rip
Nintendo,
me off that
N64. Mm-hmm. I remember when like GoldenEye came out, 007. I lost.
You were
like,
still nasty at GoldenEye when we were playing on. What day was that when we were partying here?
Ossington Day.
Ossington Fest. Oh my God. That was
yeah,
awesome.
Ossington
still
Fest.
Got that muscle memory. I was crazy at 007 at one point. But yeah, I lost like 2 years of my life to that. And now it's funny. I don't like Brady plays a lot of video games. I don't.
I know. And Brady's
they're
choked.
They're
that
so
the
good.
Internet doesn't
now.
Work here.
Yeah.
Fortnite, Call of Duty. And I know how good those games are. I have nothing against them. If I set that up in my house, I'll probably get addicted and play. But I just don't play them at all. You play them, Perry.
Yeah,
right?
I play them. I haven't played
no,
in a
he's
while.
Been banned.
I'm
it's
on
hard. Everyone that I know, like two of like my best friends, that's part of the reason why I played them, like or play them now, is because like I don't. A lot of my friends are married or in relationships. I don't get to see as much. So when you're in like a party chat with them, it's almost like you're kind of
hanging out. Yeah, for sure.
You know, so it's like as much as it's so antisocial, it's somewhat social. But two of my friends' wives just banned them. From playing games, when they're one's married, one's not. So when their female partners are home, they're not allowed to play anymore.
No way.
Which is
so
like,
sick.
I get it.
I would despise that thing being a girlfriend. Like I can hear them in the background, like hey, put that fucking thing off. Like
it's really a guy thing. Like how many girls
and they're
actually
all like,
play like are gamers like that?
Oh, it's a small.
I was obsessed with Mario Galaxy on the Wii. I broke my foot and then made a pillow fort on the ground and played Mario Galaxy Wii for a year straight.
Yeah, definitely has to be like 8 to 1 at least.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like now maybe more flattened. Girls play.
Yeah,
like I feel like when I grew up, like zero girls played, and the only ones that did maybe had brothers and would like play off.
Well, everything gets stigmatized, and now everything's getting a lot more normalized, where like people can do kind of different things than what they're normally like doing, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can just like everyone can have a thing now, and you'll probably have like a group of people who'll be down with you, like
for sure,
which is dope.
Yeah. I wonder where video games are going next.
AR, VR, probably.
Yeah.
Like going crazy. I personally think like VR is dumb. But.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I always had this crazy. This has probably already been done, but I always had this idea that, like, you know, when you go to the gym and you're on those like cycle bikes?
Yeah.
Why don't they just have one in every gym where, I don't know if I'm thinking VR or just a screen in front of you where you're actually part of a video game? But you have to cycle to actually have the bike moving.
Like the Peloton. Yeah.
Why don't you just go outside on your bike then? If you want it to be that realistic, go outside.
Well, no, I get that. I'm not saying it would be better, but I'm saying if you go to the gym, why do these new bikes not have a big TV screen and incorporate some sort of like cool video game into it?
I've like been on bikes that have like settings and you can pick like the Swiss Alps and stuff that. Like I've seen that stuff.
Yeah, but that ain't shit. I'm talking about.
It's not interactive. Because
I'm talking like an HD.
Want you to work out and then you can play video games on your own time.
Well,
who's they?
I don't know.
The Illuminati.
The greater good.
Because like the Peloton bikes have like a screen where it gives you a spin class. And I'm pretty sure you can get the screen to show you like going down a trail.
Yeah.
Or like I think that's pretty sweet. And then you know when it gets harder when you're going up a hill.
Yeah.
Easier when you're going down a hill.
This is years ago. I don't even know where I got it, but I bought like an exercise bike. And I was like, same thing, played like Call of Duty with my friends. And I'm like, I should just get a bike. And if I'm going to play for like an hour, I might as well just ride a bike while I play and be like potentially productive. But it didn't really work. You like bounce around a little too much. I sucked, long story short.
Yeah.
At video games.
There's people who have, like, cycle desks where they're just, like, sitting there and just work away or, like, treadmill desks. I can never, you know, like, write or type something while walking. I don't know. Maybe I can because you can do it on your phone.
Maybe. Well, you adapt to anything, but super busy.
I gotta drop a few pounds.
Ride a bike at work.
I saw this, I guess it was VR, but they did that almost like a 4D sort of thing. This is probably, you know, 5 years ago they had it set up. But a huge system. It was like a circle screen around you, but you had the goggles as well, and you're on a 360-degree treadmill, and then there's paintball guns lined up around you, so you're playing like a shooter game, and when you get shot in the game, it was programmed to shoot you with a paintball gun in real life, and you had to walk on the treadmills or run on the treadmills to make your character run in the game. Like, that's crazy, like, that they have that. And to make it so intense just to get shot. Like, the guy, I remember seeing the video, and the guy was, like, screaming, like, going around the corner because it's so lifelike, but then actually in it, you know?
Oh, I know.
You know? So,
so they've made this thing, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's out there.
It's real.
It's probably super expensive.
Yeah. Technology gets cheap. It moves so fast. That's the thing. I hate buying technology that just comes out because two years later, it's a tenth of the price.
Yeah, it also depends what it is. Like how like useful that technology
what
is.
What kind
like
of
Like I remember my dad bought a cell phone or a car phone in like 19 whenever they first came out, and it was like $4,000 or something that. But that also like just for business and everything, it opened up so many like you don't have to stay home to use a phone. Like it's worth the money.
Yeah.
You know, but like a TV, like your TV right now, when this came out was probably, you know, very expensive. Like TVs are stupid. I'll never buy, like I'm not into TVs enough to buy the newest.
Well, and then I feel like there's some technology that, you know, it gets blown up to be really cool and then it just doesn't stick. Like
that curved TV.
Well, I guess, but like, I feel like curved TVs can be cool, but I'm talking like 3D TVs.
Oh, yeah, that was a big fan.
I see what this is. This is an all-you-can-eat character assassination of Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
And his TV and his Instagram account.
Yeah.
His meme account. Oh, I see what this is. Okay. This
How's
is
the profile views on your personal account?
Well, every one of my followers on my personal account are 100% loyal and legit.
Loyal?
Loyal.
What do you mean by loyal?
They're loyal.
They're there for you.
They're not
going to
unfollow me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should I unfollow you right now?
Well, no, that wouldn't be very nice. I also don't have that many to lose. I have
I got my auntie. Yeah.
I got Auntie Marie on it. Yeah. Well, that's that's another thing. Like Instagram, mm-hmm. The way the algorithm changes, like it's. Well, Instagram as a whole has just become such a beast. It's just taking mm-hmm. over every... I think it's got to be the biggest tool right now for advertising.
Yeah, I think it's definitely... Instagram and Facebook, because they're owned by the same company, they're probably the juggernaut that is the biggest.
Oh, yeah.
What I found interesting is Reddit has the same amount of daily users as Twitter does. But Twitter's worth 9 times as much.
Yeah, they just haven't found out a way to monetize it.
I know, but it's crazy. Like,
people who use Reddit like swear by Reddit too.
Yeah.
They have loyal.
I like Reddit. I've been actually using it more and more lately.
Yeah, Reddit's great.
And I think Snapchat's around parallel as well, and it's like way, way higher valuation than Reddit. Reddit just got a new valuation a couple of days ago.
People still use Snapchat.
Me, every day. The filters.
Surprisingly, wow. Snapchat's monthly users have been flat this quarter. I thought it would be continuing to decrease.
Mm-hmm.
But I think both Snapchat and Google at one point had this like crazy stupid thing. I think Google offered to buy Snapchat for $21 billion, something like that.
Yeah, and they didn't sell it.
They didn't sell it. Yeah. But that was literally right after Instagram Stories came out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know who's stupider, the person at Google that offered them,
yeah.
or Snapchat for turning it down. Because
Yeah, I played a nice joke on Alex during that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
With Dan and the stock.
Yeah. Long story short, Alex was like saying it was a good thing to invest in. And
Snapchat.
Well, remember what? No, when they IPO'd, when they went public.
Yeah.
I had this feeling like Snapchat was just gonna like go 10x their value after they went public.
Yeah.
So I told her.
But they didn't.
They didn't.
It like dropped, did it not?
Yeah. Instagram Stories came out, and I was wrong.
Anyways, we told our buddy was like, yeah. Invested like 70K in it or something like that, and he's like, it's down to 20, like, thanks a lot. And Al like took it very serious, like he actually believed him and was like, oh my god. Like, dude, he's like, I didn't think you were actually gonna do it. And our buddy was just like playing it off.
Well, since then I don't give anybody investment advice.
I think if I were to give advice just on those kind of like media sort of juggernauts right now, I think Reddit would be the one to invest in. Just due to the fact that they have as many monthly users, they just haven't found a way to monetize it. But once they do, it'll
explode. I feel like they don't even want to. I feel like it's like the people that use Reddit is not that type of crowd. I don't know.
I feel like the people
David lives and breathes.
I feel like the people that use it don't want it to be that.
Yeah.
But then again, there's millions of dollars in shareholders that will say fuck the users.
Well, is Reddit even public? Can you even invest in Reddit?
I think so.
I don't know.
Or unless they just got another private round of funding. Reddit stock.
You know what's huge? Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest? I actually started using Pinterest.
Pinterest
lately.
Is ginormous.
For the first
time. I used to use Pinterest heavy for when I was doing like SEO, SEM stuff for link building. But then it's kind of technical, but before when you put up a link on Pinterest and put it to your website, it would help your website on Google. Now it doesn't go, the Google just ignores it. Because people just flood Pinterest with posts of their website.
There's so many monthly viewers though on some boards, it's like insane.
Really?
Like one account that I run has 49K monthly viewers.
Yeah.
I'm like, on Pinterest.
It's weird when there's these big pockets of viewers and like the numbers on Spotify alone for Bird Box was like 80 to 100 million in the first month or first week it came out. Wow. That's fucking insane.
It's crazy.
And I thought the movie sucked.
It was good.
It was meh. It's just because there's, like, everyone lives on Instagram, and all Instagram was for 48 hours was Bird Box memes.
I wonder if that was... So,
like, that's actually how I watched it. I just was like, okay, I see way too much of this. Nothing's funny about it to me. Like, I don't even know what the movie is, so I just watched it.
I watched it because you made me watch it.
Yeah, because Alex told me to watch it.
Oh.
Alex was like, dude, watch it. It's fucking sweat fest.
Didn't once say it was good, but I did say... You're not going to be able to breathe for the first 30 minutes.
The whole time I was asking David, why is this happening? Why?
I didn't find it like intense.
Like the first time I'm watching a movie with her, and she's like, what's going on? Why is
this happening? You just want to be like, this is the first time I'm watching it.
I'm watching it with you for the first time.
I just want to know.
I'm sure that's what they're going to get to, and you know, the plot line.
But I need to skip through to know.
I know, it's so weird how she watches movies and shows. She just skips, like, through. First time she's seeing something, she'll, like, skip half of it. And just, like, skip through to parts. She's like, I know I like these parts. It's like, how? You haven't seen it.
I don't know.
By far, the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my entire
that's
life.
That's why I watch
I don't even watch previews. Like, and shows that I like when they're like, and next week on, like, I don't even watch that.
I watch on my phone and my computer solely so I can press on the Netflix thing, like the fast forward button.
We've established that you're weird, Alex.
She's never seen Home Alone.
Character assassination here. She hasn't watched Superbad. Hasn't watched Home Alone.
I'm blown away that she has not seen Superbad. Blown away. Yeah. Home Alone? Have you seen Dumb and Dumber?
No.
Jesus Christ. What do you watch?
High School Musical. The Greatest
Showman. Oh, yeah, you
showman.
Like musicals.
High School Musical. That's
Unplugger.
Like a poppy musical.
Unplugger.
That's
mine.
Like Disney.
Zac Efron, right?
Yeah. And he's the
I've
Greatest Showman,
those.
Too.
I'm too old for those. When those came out... I'm like 50.
Surprise!
I'm 54 and I live in Al's closet.
I'm 22. I'm a baby.
But he did just make some fire pasta, so.
It was good.
It was literally fire. My mouth was on fire.
Chef Boyard Brady.
Chefed it up. I got to earn my keep in this place.
My name is Brady and so I live in a walk-in closet.
It's actually a den. It's quite homey.
It's called a den.
Is it comfy?
It's a nice.
Yeah.
Any back pain?
No, zilch.
It's a nice
I got
den.
A lucky back. I don't really...
A lucky
like,
back?
No. Like, some people are like, stay in a hotel.
Yeah, David.
In a bed that they don't like.
David.
And then they're like, my back's wrecked. Like, that doesn't...
David.
I've slept in a lot of hotels and a lot of...
Exactly.
Yeah, he just takes three oxys and he's fine.
No.
The only hotels that...
I don't even like taking Advil.
The only hotels I'm good at sleeping
good
in...
Good at.
There's like the Fairmont.
Oh,
the Fairmont.
No, I actually really like the decent Marriotts. I love their beds.
Yeah, Fies bought a bed from them, didn't he?
Oh, no,
I bought a bed.
Him and I were both, we were actually both staying out, I think it was in like Halifax, at a Marriott, and he was like, I'm obsessed with these mattresses. And we looked at it and it said like Jameson or something like that was the company. So we called them and they were like only out of the States. So they're like, the mattress is like $1,000. But you got to pay $1,000 to deliver it to Canada for like taxes, duties. He still pulled the trigger on it because he loves the bed.
Yeah, $2,000 isn't that bad for a mattress.
No,
my mattress is heaven.
That's something
sealy.
You shouldn't cheap out on.
Exactly,
for sure.
Well, my old mattress
sucked.
No, that thing was amazing.
No,
it was two mattresses ago when I had a queen. It was a Fairmont mattress because my buddy Corbin, you guys know Corbin, he was working on the Fairmont.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got me the staff discount on like a Fairmont queen mattress.
Oh, wow. Didn't that one go, like, I don't know if it was out of business or they moved and they like sold off all their stuff up on in Yorkville.
There's a Fairmont in Yorkville?
Yeah. The one that they tore down on Avenue Road.
Yeah. You know
you
what's
know
funny is
the where you watch the crane being built.
That was a Fairmont.
Yeah,
it's funny. I went there and actually ended up buying like certain furniture. They had like you know the cot rollaway cots.
Yeah,
they were like almost giving them away, and
so
I just
where
went
are
and
those
took a
for Brady to sleep on?
You got 2/3 of your couch for Brady right now.
Yeah, we got a funny little situation going on here. Brady's in between places, but in about a month he'll probably have his own place, and I'll be crashing there.
What?
PV Studios got a
We're not over sleepovers. I told you. Super Nintendo, GoldenEye.
Melly goes to bed, Al and I just wake up and, like, plug in the PlayStation.
Put the pizza pockets in the microwave.
Yeah. I every time I'm grocery shopping, I try and sneak. Pockets. Like, she's such a freaking health nut. Yeah. Like, she won't even
You're
let me have
pizza pocket Nazi.
She,
yeah.
She won't let me have good peanut butter. So I finally, after dating for however long, 9 months, I haven't been allowed to have, like, you know, Kraft or like.
Oh, like she Skippy. Has like
because it has maltodextrin in there.
Yeah, it has
maltodextrin. It's full of sugar.
Which
I try to keep both of those in my house.
I hate, like, absolutely hate peanut butter.
Organic peanut
butter.
I
get so angry at it, and there's the fucking oil and shit. Like,
no,
I like it.
I got used to it. To be honest, I know what you're saying. The others like
you chew on.
It's good to have both in the house. I love so like Skippy's. If you're gonna have that every single day, like through the week, eat the. Like organic, natural stuff, and then on the weekend or something, and you want to splurge.
That's just your candida.
Well, I don't even like.
He's so hostile over it. Like,
it like makes me upset.
Bought like ranch that is radioactive.
It's not radioactive ranch. I tried to get three cheese ranch. I wasn't even allowed.
Yeah, because that's even more radioactive.
What do you mean? It's got three cheese.
You're gonna
that's
die,
three times
and I'm gonna have to go to the coroner, and then be like, "Yep, it was the three cheese ranch."
It was the ranch, and there's a hint of banana.
And he had his laptop on his whatever.
On my Filipino tubes.
You don't have Filipino tubes.
I don't think you do either.
What?
You don't have a Filipino in your tubes?
No. Just got my Filipino tubes tied.
Oh my god, no I'm going to pass out.
No big deal.
But yeah, moral of the story is Kraft peanut butter. You're the shit. I love you.
Smooth or crunchy?
Smooth for sure. Yeah, crunchy weirds me out.
I'm a smooth guy too.
Let's talk
about phobias. He's got a weird one.
I don't know if he's got a weird phobia.
I don't think I have one.
It's like a gag reflex almost too. Like stuff with like random textures in it. So.
Oh yeah.
Anything with pulp, like you know those.
No, pulp's cool.
No.
What do you mean? What about the coconut drinks with the floating coconut? You're like, I can't have anything with floating.
Oh,
like
yeah,
gelatin,
I don't like those.
Like,
yeah.
Or like tapiocas and stuff. Those kind of weird. Actually, I'm already with tapiocas. Is when I get like the weird tapiocas. Gel shit.
He doesn't like cream puffs or something. Like if something's hard and then cream puffs out at him, he's like, ee!
Boston cream donuts. I will literally throw up.
Really?
Me too. Yeah. I hate those.
I hate them. But the thing that I've suffered through for a bit when I was, like, first started dating was, you know, those yogurts with the fruits in them.
One time we were in
like
the grocery
fruit on the bottom.
One time we were in the grocery store and he's like, babe, can we not buy those anymore? I've been gagging.
I hate the feeling when it's
why don't you just not eat just them?
He ate them, literally. And he's been telling me for weeks.
Or you could just
gagging.
Not eat them. Like, I ate six of them in the last 3 days and I've been gagged every time. Well, just don't open them.
Alex is like, too bad, another carton. You don't like them, you gag another carton.
Yeah, those things really suck.
That's so me.
But yeah, so
I let you eat everything else, okay?
No,
let's
you
talk
don't.
About, let's talk
you don't.
More about
you really
pet
don't.
Peeves.
Pet peeves? Pet peeves?
How long
fruit
is this
and yogurt?
Going? I got a lot.
All right, give me one.
What's that? A pet peeve?
I hate spice.
Spice?
Yeah.
Like sorry, spicy but... stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I love spicy stuff.
I hate spice in general, too.
I mean, when it hurts
your
tongue, it's not fun.
I could have made yours.
It's fine. I lived. My sinuses are clear.
Less spicy.
But you're getting accustomed to it.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm faking it until I make it.
Like, your taste buds will adapt.
I used to think Frank's Red Hot was too spicy. Now I'm just having fun afternoons with Alex drinking
the
bomb.
Yeah, the other day, Alex is like, he's like, yo, just try this. I'm like, fuck off. Like, not a chance to. I have zero interest in burning my mouth. He's like, just smell it.
It's not even like.
And it even smells like it would, like.
It's not a fun experience at all drinking that shit or tasting that shit. Like, I had the littlest, tiny, like, dab, and I wanted to, like.
It's too hot. I mean, that's
awesome. Also, people
hot.
Who like, really, really. Like, somebody that can eat suicide wings are always the people, like. That order it at a restaurant, mm-hmm. and like, yo, just try one. Just try one.
Yeah, because like they want you to feel
they
the pain.
They
want to
see you feel,
it's
yeah.
It's a super, you're right, it's like a super ego thing. That like,
yeah, they're like, oh, I can eat, like, I can
they're
eat
like,
a pound
yo,
of
check
these.
This shit out, I can fucking down the suicide wing.
Let's see, you just drop a spoon and single-handedly ruin the podcast.
OMG.
Here, we gotta restart.
Fuck, restart.
We got the audience. Audience fucking up.
The good old spoon drop. Oh, classic. Classic.
But yeah, my buddy's roommate when we went to Guelph, he won the. There's like a Buffalo Wild Wings there, and they had a like 10 wings in a certain amount of time, like under 5 minutes. Oh, yeah. He did it in like 55 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Like set the record. They gave him a T-shirt, put a photo of him on the wall.
Yeah.
The Hall of Flame.
Hall of Flame. I think that's actually what it's called.
The Hall of Flame. I know all about the Hall of Flame.
So what's a pet peeve, dude?
Oh, pet peeve of mine. That couch not showing up. Oh, actually, it just showed up. I forgot. We're good on the couch. What's a huge pet peeve of mine? You know what it is?
The dishwasher?
No. You ever go on YouTube and you're like, you see some like new trending recent videos, and then it says like, I don't know, new song by Future or Post Malone. And then you click on it and it's like some fucking budget brand new artist.
Yeah, like that's
dude,
just
that's the Soulja Boy marketing. Do you remember remember LimeWire back in the day?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Soulja Boy used to do that shit all the time. That's how Soulja Boy got big. He would.
That's like how clickbait started.
I think those people should be caught and banned from the internet, if not jailed.
Doesn't happen so much with music videos anymore. Now it happens with like videos that go viral that are like maybe bad, like somebody like a school shooting or something like that.
Yeah.
Really? And then like that aren't allowed on YouTube, but people still upload them.
Yeah.
Like not that I watch school shootings or anything like that, but more like X-rated stuff that goes viral.
Yeah.
People like. They'll put a thumbnail of that, and then it's just like a 10-minute video of nothing.
Of them talking about like
it drives
talking
me
about
up the wall. It's the quickest way to lose my trust. Like I will not, because whatever happens after that, after I've realized this is not what I clicked on, whatever happens after that, I'm not watching it or buying into it.
Because the way it started was, you know, back in LimeWire, we actually had like download a song. Soulja Boy would, you know, it'd be like a poppin' 50 Cent song or Eminem song, and he would upload one of his, like, Kiss Me Through the Phone as if it was one of those songs. So you get it, you download it, thinking you're about to listen to that song.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you have it. But then you're, you know, have it downloaded on your computer, and you probably end up maybe liking it.
Yeah, was that Soulja Boy that pioneered
that?
That
was Soulja Boy.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then young Draco's kind of latching onto everything, you know, when, who was it, Future got big. He started calling himself Draco and kind of copping his flow. And I feel like he's kind of like a latch on to guy where he just like hops on someone else's coattails.
Who is?
Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy just like.
I love him.
I think just the minute 6ix9ine went away, there was like a void for an internet troll, and that's what
he popped
did.
Up. Yeah. He had like the biggest press run.
I
like
mean, he has a voice. So
72-hour
listen.
Press run.
Yeah,
Crank Dad is like amazing though.
I think
Crank Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also from
I
what?
Think
2001?
I don't know. 99% of the songs that I hear out of him, I'm not. It's not my cup of tea.
Do you
what's your cup of tea?
Yeah.
I really like The Weeknd.
Spit your game.
I really like The Weeknd. I'm a big supporter of, like, well, a lot of artists out of Toronto, to be honest. But it's not even about Toronto. Like, I really do like Drake. I like Post Malone. I listen to a lot of, like...
Weeknd just hit, I think, 10 billion views or watches across YouTube on all of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy. 10 billion people.
That is nuts. Like, what do I have? My recents is a lot, like, Skepta... You know, cool. I listen to a lot of, like, old school stuff. And then lately, I've been really big on, like, Lil Baby and Gunna. Big fan.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, I got the NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys in there. But, yeah.
The one thing I see a lot happening is the people in Toronto will flame on, you know, Toronto for having a sound. And where all the guys kind of coming out of Toronto are sounding the same.
Yeah.
But that happens anywhere. Like, you look at the Dirty South rappers way back when. They all sound the same.
Every city has a sound.
Like, West Coast, East Coast, everyone kind of has a similar flow. So like, but everyone just shits on it because of, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know if Toronto really has a sound.
I think it does. I think of Nav.
Like Party Nav is a, yeah, like
Nav is a Toronto kind of sound. Everyone kind of, I don't know if he pulled.
That's just because they have that like Toronto accent thing in it, and like us being here, I can hear it in their music, and that's what turns me off of it for me.
Oh,
okay.
Personally,
I like Nav. I'm a huge fan of 88 Glam.
They live in our building here.
Yeah, they actually live
come
in the building.
Come find us.
Yeah, shout out them. Come be on our podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big supporter of a lot of stuff that comes out of the city, but I can't really say I pinpoint a sound that Toronto has yet. That's just
I think personal. Definitely Nav. It would be the ticket.
Yeah, but if that's their sound, then there'd be like 1,200 other Navs.
Yeah, but
Toronto.
Doesn't Party
but
Next Door
but I think that there
exactly
probably
like
is. I just don't.
Party Next Door, I feel like, kind of went ghost because now he's just making shit tons of money ghostwriting for like Rihanna.
I love them though.
Yeah, the old party stuff was like incredible.
Yeah,
I'm a big Party fan.
My buddy Christian shot his first music video.
So sick.
Yeah, that'd be break dope. From Toronto.
Yeah, the one where they're out in like I think it was like a Canadian Tire or something out in like Mississauga or Heartland or something.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Party. I'm from Saga, so Southwestside Ting, fam. Southwestside Ting. Brady's cringing in the
you
corner.
You
want
to talk about pet peeves?
There.
We just found Brady's pet peeves. What do you listen to, Brady?
Chair.
My chair is creaky, but I got the good mic.
You just found my pet peeve? Yesterday I found a do-rag in your place.
First of all, it was a wave cap.
A wave cap.
Oh, true story. I introduced waves. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm proud of this, but I am kind of fucking proud of this. Fuck it. I was the first white boy in Mississauga to work up the courage to tell my barber to cut waves into my hair. And he did. And then I saw at least.
Do you
least
have any pictures of this?
And this is why he has 12 profile views.
No, and I will pay for them.
What's your price? I want them too. I'll invest.
You know what? There's somewhere out there are pictures of me with waves. And I did see at least 2-3 other people, I think, after that. I remember.
Check the memes page for the latest meme about waves.
I'm not white buying what you're selling. You think that you cut waves in your hair and you saw 2 or 3 people after white males with waves cut in their hair and
yes.
You think that you influenced them. You're so
one
untouched.
Of them I know for sure I did.
Dude, you came to school with that
because
and got a swirly.
Because he's your best friend and he said, Alex, I got waves because of you.
Look.
I really, do you have any, I feel like you're rocking, you know, the big jorts. The big jorts, the basketball jersey over
like
oversized
what you wear
white
to the gym now.
Waves and a
yeah.
Do-rag.
Well,
is
you know what?
You?
What's funny is if I find anything from when, like, in high school, I wore stuff that is way too big on me right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
one of my friends growing up, I haven't seen him in a long time, but he was like my best friend growing up. In grade 8, he wore a size 13. So I guess, like, it was like a male, like, ego thing. It was like, maybe cool to have big feet, you know, when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
So he was wearing a size 13, and I'm like, fuck, I'm like a 7 or something.
How many
you know,
pairs
we're
of
like,
socks?
We're like, yeah, exactly. Anyways, like 5 years later, we were, you know, like 18 or something, and I remember him buying an 8.5. We were at like a Foot Locker, and he was buying a pair of Reeboks, and he bought an 8.5, and I just looked and like remembered from 5 years ago. I'm like, yo, is your fucking feet string? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, dog, I bought the same pair of shoes with you 5 years ago, and I remember we bought them side by side, and you bought a 13.
Oh, my God.
I remember when I was snowboarding a lot when I was, like, 15, my style, I'd go to Foot Locker and get, like, the 3 for $20, like, long T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd rock, like, one extra large, one medium. And then, yeah. Like, a hoodie on top, so I'd have, like, 3 layers, but they'd be the shirts with, like, the fake double shirts, so
yeah.
I'd have, like, 4 long tee layers and then a hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I wore snowboarding.
Did you ever go through, like, weird phases?
I just, when snowboarding specifically, yes. There was a, I went from that, like, quadruple long tee sort of look to straight sew my own hoodie from two different hoodies to make it a long hoodie, but then wear neon corduroy blue bell-bottom skinny jeans as my snow
Ew,
pants.
What?
Yeah.
We're not dating anymore.
What about you, Alex? Did you go through any...
Snowboarding's all style, dude.
Snowboarding's all style.
It is.
My phases?
Did you go through any weird phases?
I used to pretend to be something called Billy.
Oh, my God.
Called what?
She used to have this, like... persona. Web series persona.
Okay, so growing up, like my parents, I had an iMac in my room.
To Google this.
It's not. No, it's not anywhere.
But what is it called? Like on your Mac?
Like photo booth.
Yeah, photo booth. So I used to put it on video. I used to dress up because before we rented our house, we had what was called a playroom. So, like, growing up, my sister and I would have our toys in there. But then there was this creepy closet. And we had, like, a thing of costumes. So I would dress up differently every day. And I was Billy. And I would put my face on that stretcher one. And then just, like, talk in a weird voice, like, I'm Billy. Two dances and stuff.
I've seen it. I don't know.
So you need a shrink. That's what we're getting at.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're here for. This is a group therapy.
It was fun.
we all went through weird phases.
I feel like I've been through every like style phase. Like,
oh, we're talking about style.
That was not style.
Well, I know for sure. I've seen you with spiky hair with blonde tips. At one point, I think that was in
my
high school.
My tips are blonde right now.
that's right. He's got his hat off right now.
I'm talking like full out Gino.
No, that's a phase I never even came close to entering.
Well, what would you call having gelled up, spiked hair with?
I had curly hair. You got a bad memory.
He would call that the six member.
I had like
of
a Jerry curl,
boys.
Dude. I never had spiked up hair in my life.
I know you. Is it just the current thing, your style right now, where you got a little bit of orange neon and everything?
Everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know.
I got to find this photo
I'm
thinking
that's,
of.
That's more recent. I've always liked colors, though.
Colors.
Like,
okay.
Even in high school. Like,
you always had a splash of...
Yeah, like, I would wear... like
dribble of color?
I would not say I was the first, but I was, like, very young on wearing, like pink, like a pink shirt. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, not as many men or, like, guys would wear that.
Like, that was, like...
I've always just liked colors.
That was the first thing when I
I've never been
dating
like,
David. I was wow, he wears a lot of pink.
Yeah, like, I've never been shied away from color. Yeah. And that, for sure, comes from my dad.
I have three pale pink shirts that I'd rock.
Yeah, like, I just did a load of laundry, and, like, I couldn't believe how much pink stuff you own. Yeah,
pink's a good color, man. Like, especially in the summer, you got a tan.
I know. That's why I said you need a permanent vacation toque that's pink. I'm waiting.
Some people
funny
can pull
enough,
it off,
we
for
have.
Sure.
Where is it?
I saw it yesterday. We're doing
Alex.
I found one photo here. No, okay, it's not spiky hair, but this was like the era. I mean, that's kind of Gino-ish.
I can't see his hair.
I'm wearing a pink polo hat and a pink shirt. You think that's Gino-ish?
That's like
that's just like teenage boy.
When you're in between. Yeah.
That was also not me. That was me in like I was like 22, 23 there probably.
That's like early 2000s frat boy. Style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you got like the polo,
the
like
double polo.
three button shirt, double polo.
I feel like guys backwards. On that trip, if I look through, because I know what trip that was, we were in Dominican, guys were wearing like the double polo pop collar. Like
collar.
That's something I never entertained, but it happened.
Literally.
Oh dude, we got a question.
No way.
Yeah, one question.
Sick.
We got. How do I read it? Where'd it go?
You have to swipe up.
I've never posted a question on my thing before.
Me neither.
You have to go to the post and then swipe up.
What has been the toughest challenge in starting a brand? Shout out my boy Dylan Go.
The toughest challenge.
It's just getting your name out there 100%. And and that's still going to be a challenge.
I should be writing this
forever. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, just brand awareness in itself. You can be doing really good stuff as any type of company, let alone clothing. And if there's no eyeballs on it, it's.
That's a challenge that you always deal with is trying to get more eyes on the brand.
And I think another thing with clothing brands is specific, especially, you know, streetwear sort of oriented. Yeah, there's a wave that happens with every single brand out there. There's been a couple of brands that have kept ahead of the wave. Mm-hmm. But like, say, Stussy. or Stussy, or whatever. Yeah. You know, they'll have times where they're, you know, they're hot, where they're the best, and then they just disappear. And then
they've also been around. Yeah, so totally. They're like a cyclical. They've done like every. They've been like the coolest brand. They're from like the 80s.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I remember coming down. Like I remember coming downtown when I was sort of getting into fashion. There's three spots I'd go to. This would have been almost 10 years ago. Actually, probably was 10 years ago. I'd come downtown. Come to like Queen West. I hit up Ransom, Goodfoot, and Stussy, and then hit up. I think it was Showroom. Get a fresh pair of jeans. Go to Ransom. Get
Showroom,
hats.
I remember Showroom. I used to buy a lot of. That was like my go-to store for a while.
And Goodfoot and the Ransom. I love their branding.
Yeah.
I think they're gone. They're at least gone out of Toronto.
Yeah.
Goodfoot was sick for shoes.
Goodfoot was sick. Very.
I think it's important to have patience.
For sure.
I think that's something that like, you know, not everybody has is the ability to kind of understand that shit does not happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of times you'll see a brand blow up and it goes the same way for like music artists. You see a music artist blow up and you're like, man, that guy just fucking blew up.
Yeah, but they've been,
And what they don't know is that for 10 years, that kid's been sitting in his basement hoping somebody hears a song.
Yeah, or the same thing goes with clothing. Like, oh, that blew up so quick. But meanwhile, that guy's worked for like Nike for 15 years and this is his third brand. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, like two
that kid,
other
that kid's failed.
And he just somewhat figured it out.
Exactly. He's failed his way to get to where he's at. But having the patience to like sit there and wait for your turn, but constantly be like persistent with the brand. You can't just do nothing and hope one day it's gonna happen, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Sure.
And the same as you guys were talking about, like Stussy, right?
Mm-hmm. Stussy. Yeah.
Stussy. I think it's like it's a cyclical thing because, the way that I see it is like there's a nostalgia to it. You know, they've been around for so long that like they were big at one point, and then 10 years passes by, and some celebrity wears it or somebody who's
they're just like a household name.
But somebody, I think it takes for like a celebrity to wear it, and then other people are like, "Oh yeah, that brand."
Yeah.
And then you know what? They co-sign it. It's that co-sign that gives people the confidence to be like, "Well, you know, he or she wore it. I'm gonna wear it again." And then people are, and then it just happens, and it snowballs from there.
But there, and Stussy is a big example of someone who's able to ride the wave and still be able to, you know, be cool. But then there's brands that have. You know, when they've kind of hit that descent of, you know, their brand fell off for a bit because, you know, they got big. If you peak, you've got to come down at some point.
Also, people are so quick to be like, yo, that brand fell off. Like,
yeah.
So it's like it goes with anything. Music, like, it's so
well,
easy.
People are
for
so like
to
next.
Do something good. You
but
know,
think or, of, like, say, Echo, for example. Like, yeah. they were huge probably in like early 2000s and they kind of hit that descent and then never got it back.
Yeah.
Then but will they? But the question is,
they could.
They will they get it back again? Because I didn't think Kappa was gonna make a
Kappa,
comeback.
Yeah. That's,
and then
that's,
one,
that was another.
You know, and then somebody. It takes a few celebrities to say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna rock this shit again. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, people are stores are ordering the shit to sell it again.
Biggie when Biggie died, Kappa kind of fell down.
Is that what it was?
I think was it Biggie on Kappa?
Maybe,
you know,
Kappa
not
has.
To talk about Geno's again, but Geno's used to wear Kappa like crazy.
Yeah. But now
was,
it's just
when I was
Adidas.
Growing up, it was a Geno thing.
Everyone just got the Adidas tracksuit.
It was a Woodbridge thing.
What's that meme that I actually forgot to bring that up with you yesterday? We're like, I think it was you that posted it, where it was like 10 years ago, I used to poke fun at guys that say bro by saying bro, bro. And now it's just a part of my vocabulary. I'm like,
yeah,
that shit just fucked me up.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah. Like, I think, especially now where social media has this, you know, instant gratification sort of thing, where people expect the overnight successes, but they don't, because they see all these other brands and whatnot have these, like, you know, If you're a brand trying to position yourself as like a antisocial social club,
yeah,
you're gonna have a shit time trying to blow up as fast
as
they did, just because
and
they're.
That's kind of what we go back to all the time is like we try to kind of compare ourselves to other brands like,
mm-hmm.
not to copy but to like, you know, influence, and it's hard to pick a brand like even such as like antisocial social club because they just like Kanye wore
wore it, and then they blew the fuck up. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can't really compare yourself to stuff like that because it's like it's just like a different scenario.
You kind of get a you get lucky.
I mean, I'm a firm believer. You earn your own luck. But yeah,
it's a mixture. Yeah. Sometimes it's a mixture. Sometimes it's just like sheer hard work, you know, and for just sure. like or good craftsmanship.
And that's how you earn your own luck.
Yeah,
yeah, just
hard work.
You got to put yourself in a position where you can be lucky, where you have
exactly
where
exactly.
you have the pillars in place.
The more lines you have in the water, the better chance you're gonna get lucky.
Mm-hmm. I have a huge beauty tip. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Apparently, if you put Visine eye drops on like zits, it like makes them go away.
Visine eye drops on zits.
Yeah.
I've never
had a zit
good
in my life,
tip.
So I can't.
Don't cut can't waves relate. In your hair if you're white.
Oh my God.
I'm going to try that next time.
I know.
I thought you were going to say you're going to try cutting waves in your hair.
Yeah. Some crazy stuff over here.
No, that's interesting, actually.
That's a good beauty tip.
I don't even own Visine.
I do, because laser eye surgery.
I actually had terrible acne in high school, I remember. Like
just covering yourself in Visine.
I had it. Yeah, I wish I knew back then. No, I had it to a point where I skipped class sometimes because I had terrible acne.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to, too.
You wouldn't know, Brady, because I skipped class.
I'm also a year older than you, so I would have never had a class with you.
Yeah, that, too. You never see me in the hallways, what I'm getting at. But okay. Yeah, no, I dealt with the acne for sure. And like growing up over the past few years, I think I really realized that a big part of it is dieting. And like that's the last place people look. They're always trying these topical things. And really it's like it's something from the inside. Sometimes people just need to cut out
dairy. That's also different from being like age 15 going through puberty.
Yeah, there's
getting,
so many things.
That's
like
hormones, you can't really help that.
No.
I used to drink.
That's just like in your genes.
Yeah, or sometimes people have it just from their parents having it.
Yeah, like I got very lucky with that. I've had like 9 pimples in my life.
Wow. I used to drink a shit ton of pop or soda.
Yeah.
If you're an American, it doesn't like pop.
Wait, what?
And then you cut it out and then
I cut it out.
Your skin became a lot better.
But yeah, I used to drink a lot of Barks root beer.
I would love to. I don't really drink much.
An A&W root beer would be so good.
It's not nearly as good as Barks. Barks has bite.
Barks has bite.
Isn't that just caffeine though?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's what.
Is caffeine have a flavor?
No. But that's why, like most root beer doesn't have caffeine.
Okay. Caffeine doesn't have a flavor.
Think. No, hell no.
Really?
No.
No, coffee has a flavor because it's coffee beans.
Yeah, what is caffeine?
Do you have a caffeine pill or you ate one?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't because, look, like tea has a lot of caffeine. You don't taste anything.
No, caffeine
does
not
like
have a taste.
You taste like the type of
tea. Shouldn't
be
a discussion right now.
Oh my God.
Caffeine does not have a taste.
I bet it does.
Okay, Google.
It could. I'd say it.
I bet it definitely tastes at least like something.
Well, I'd just love to
like caffeine.
Yeah, I just love to hear that.
Yeah, everything has to have
water. Does
water even has a taste?
I guess, but it depends where it's from.
You get gross city water; tastes like city milk.
I don't know. Now I'm so used to city water. When I go home and drink our well water, it tastes weird to me. Yes, I have a well.
Brita water is nice. It's a good flavor of water.
Yeah,
tell me you drank. Tell me you drank water a couple days ago.
Yesterday.
Wait, what?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
The colored water in here. Yeah. I didn't see it.
Oh my God! What?
You didn't hear about what happened?
You commented on it.
Yeah, but you actually saw it?
Oh, I saw it too, yeah.
The sink water turned yellow and brown.
Ew. Fuck me, I drank it yesterday.
Well, no, you probably would have noticed.
Oh, okay.
Unless you, like, poured it into a pop can.
Probably wouldn't be doing this podcast if you actually drank it.
Wait, how did that happen?
It was just sewage. It wasn't anything too bad. I'm kidding.
just shit. Did you shower in it?
No, I don't shower.
Sick.
Russian thing.
Good luck, Melissa.
All right, I think we did it.
How long is that podcast?
I don't know. 19 beats at 120 beats per minute.
We were still talking. How'd you end it?
I'm talking still. It's still going.
Oh.
But yeah,
this is a raw ending right
this
here.
This is a raw
water.
Ending. This is
Is this thing on?
We gotta. Yeah, I just started up now. I don't know. We're going to do
good chatting with you guys.
We're going to do a mutual friends podcast talking to our friends and hopefully have some more structure in the future. We live right beside you guys, so I'm sure
this thing can. May or may not air.
It probably won't.
I don't know. I might air it right now.
If it does, then you're listening to it right now.
No, it's XO, not. XO, it's not
Gossip
live.
Girl.
End off with a beatbox.
And we out.
I wish you guys could see Alex's face when